Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam, Jordana, good morning.
Good morning.
How do we feel about swearing in the media?
I love it. I wish we could do it every single day. Mm-hmm. This show would be so much more colorful.
Oh, my gosh. I'd add a few words, too.
Now, we both have accidentally from time to time.
But that means we're so comfortable.
Passionate.
We're just chatting with the listeners. Like, we're very comfortable, and we're just having conversations. That's a good thing, I think. I hope.
And I don't buy into this old school feeling, well, if you use foul language or swear words, it shows a lack of intelligence, you know? No.
That's been debunked, by the way.
Right. Colorful words absolutely punctuate what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Also that people overdo it, too.
They do. That's what satellite radio is for, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, Howard Stern throws a few out there for you.
Satellite radio, never heard of it.
Yeah. What is that? Serious? What? Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards is in some deep trouble for swearing. I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this yet, but
nope.
During a media interview after a 107-90 win over the Warriors, Edwards had used profanity and is now handed by the NBA a $25,000 fine for swearing in the interview. Adam, given the famous phrase, fix it in post, and the delay given to radio and TV, like we all know, is $25,000 too harsh for something such as swearing in a post-game interview?
Well, let's be honest. These guys make a ton of dough and can, you know.
Doesn't matter, though.
No, I know. 25 grand falls out of his pocket. But really, I mean, this is what we're fining him $25,000 for. First of all, it's like, the cat is out of the bag when it comes to foul language and athletes. I mean, it's like if you watch a live broadcast now, some people just, you know, say swear words, and it's like you might get cringe, but you know what? That's part of the deal sometimes. Yes, he was very careful then in the next game when they lost to the Warriors to not say anything. He didn't want to talk because he was afraid he was going to swear again. But, like, again, back to our original point of people using colorful language. Like Anthony Edwards, I kind of expect it from him. It's kind of, I'll be honest with you, adds to the charm of who Anthony Edwards is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 23, by the way. Like, come on. He's a kid. Jor, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to find athletes. That's how they talk. That's who they are. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
All right. It appears the holiday spirit from Minneapolis past is being kept alive in St. Paul. A home in St. Paul is using 9 animatronic characters from the old Christmas shows in the 8th floor auditorium at the Dayton's department store in downtown Minneapolis as part of its holiday display. This year, its owner closed his front porch to create 6 different vignettes with 30 figures, each depicting a day in the life of an elf from Dayton's last Christmas show. The display will be lit from 5 to 9 through Christmas Day at 1887 Saunders Avenue. Jor, did you get to ever experience the Minneapolis tradition that is and was the 8th floor auditorium over at Dayton's?
I did. I got here in the year 2000, and it was a few years after that they stopped doing it. But yes, even when I had small kids, I brought my kids, and it was so fun to walk. I'm sorry about my voice. It was so fun to walk through. Dayton's did an amazing job, and people miss this so much. And it was so festive and beautiful. I absolutely think they should bring it back. 100%.
I agree.
And they should raise money for charity or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be free, you know, $5 entry or whatever. Raise money for charity. I think it'd be great.
Especially when you're talking about downtown areas and, how do we get people back downtown?
Jeez.
This is a no-brainer to me. Absolutely.
My grandparents used to be actually a center point of my holiday tradition each year. My grandparents and my mom would go to this. And then what I consider high maintenance today, we went to a good old restaurant called the Oak Grill afterwards and used to feast on popovers and everything and just enjoy ourselves a nice little Christmas meal. And, it was a tradition every single Christmas season. I do miss the Oak Grill as well because that was like you said, George, very, very fancy.
Wow, I just Googled. I just Googled Oak Grill, and the first thing that pops up is the Oak Grill popover recipe.
It's,
where do you stand on a good popover? Do you like popover? George, have you had ever had a good popover?
Never had one until I moved to the Midwest.
Yeah.
And since I've been here, yes, I've had a good popover. Delish. Yum.
They
love.
So good. Warm popover.
Speaking
with
of
like
yum. Yum makes them.
Warm popover with a little butter, the sweetened butter in there. Shout out to Jensen's Supper Club. Jensen's has great popovers. Text in with your great popovers. 651-461-9226.
Oh, my God. Are we 1,000 years old? I mean, who are we?
No, popovers doesn't.
Popover recipe.
No, not recipe. Oh, where do you get a good popover?
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fair.
I miss Oak Grill. Popovers were the best there. It was definitely a good appetizer before the main entree.
Apple butter on a popover. Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're making me hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm aroused. I'm aroused. That something else is popping over.
Popover.
Yeah. Everybody's favorite fast food restaurant is testing out a new, bar/cafe, Taco Bell. They're adding a new twist to what they offer up, and it doesn't include tacos, at least at the location being featured here in San Diego. It is going to be named the Live Mas Cafe. It will include milkshakes, coffee, fruity ice drinks, and a take on dirty soda. The dirty soda trend, including
enough dirty soda talk. I've heard two topics and I'm already sick of it.
The prototype.
Soda that stays clean. Okay.
We know. The prototype resembles the year-old McDonald's Cosmics design, where they promote drinks which target a younger audience. Taco Bell released a statement saying they look to disrupt the beverage industry. Adam, will you be trying out the new Live Mas Cafe when you vacation next in beautiful San Diego?
No. If you go to San Diego and go to Taco Bell in Southern California, where, like,
stop
you know,
it.
You could fall, any block probably has 17 fantastic Mexican restaurants, and I'm again, Taco Bell is my favorite traditional fast food restaurant, but I'm not going to Taco Bell.
You don't want dirty soda?
No, get out of here with your dirty soda.
Jor, I know you're a big Taco Bell person.
Yeah, Taco, right? I don't even know what to order there.
Yeah,
no,
true.
I'm not going in San Diego. I'm barely going here. But the dirty soda thing, my kid went to she and her friends wanted to try the dirty soda, and the place was closed wherever they tried. It was closed, and she was kind of disappointed. You know, she's underage, obviously. She's not drinking. But the dirty soda was kind of a treat for these young kids. And so if anybody has a good dirty soda place, she still wants to try it out. You can send those along with your popover suggestions.
Yeah, I prefer the drinks that they offer up on the strip at the Taco Bell there. That's pretty good in Vegas. Live Nation, the largest concert promoter in the world, is adding a one-of-a-kind venue to Shakopee. Yes, the Twin Cities-based Swervo Development is adding an amphitheater to the mix for your summer right here, right near Canterbury Park. This is part of a project that will include restaurants and hotels building up in the surrounding area out there. The amphitheater will seat around 11,000 and an additional 8,000 in grassed areas, hosting approximately 30 events each summer beginning this coming summer. George, should Adam save his money now for when fish comes to the Shakopee?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He should.
Yes.
He would love it. And you go, Shakopee. You go.
Yeah. We did.
Fantastic.
I mean, the Waite Park, I think, has a nice big amphitheater up there.
Yeah.
I always say amphitheater. Isn't it amphitheater? Like a amphitheater?
Yeah, it's like fish.
Amphitheater?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've been saying amphitheater wrong my whole life.
Sound.
Amphitheater.
We might have to call Pam Green to get the proper pronunciation of amphitheater. Oh no, Googling right now. I need a rabbit hole to go down right now.
Fish come to.
Sorry, did I ruin this?
No, you're good.
No,
you're
not
good.
At all. But I wish we had like a big, you know, like a good amphitheater has like a great background view, you know. Like, I think of Red Rocks and you think of the Gorge. It'd be great if we had, like, some stunning outdoor view with a local amphitheater.
I Googled it. Amphitheater.
Amphitheater,
Amphitheater.
Absolutely rock my world on this. I had no idea.
Little Miss Grammar, Little Miss Grammar, Little Miss Proper English got one wrong.
I have been saying it all along my whole life.
Amphitheater.
Because I've been saying it with a hard P. Amphitheater.
Amphitheater.
Thank you for this education. I need to reevaluate my entire existence.
Right. Popover, Anton's in Wade Park. Great popover with whipped honey butter at the Coyote Moon Grill, St. Cloud, Sawmill Inn in Grand Rapids. Best popovers and prime ribs.
What's a popover? Bill from Rochester. Okay.
Oh, you're not now living. We get,
all right.
Bill.
More popover talk. Let's do it. We will continue. And more
amphitheater. Like amphibian. Amphitheater.
I am rocked. I need to go lay down.
Amphitheater.
Right. My world is rocked.
Amphitheater.
I've never even known there was a different pronunciation. I've been calling it wrongly all 52 years an amphitheater.
Yeah, me too.
Amphitheater.
I think.
And it is an but you must have known because you're the one who brought it up.
Well, in the last couple of weeks, you know, I've been doing a lot of deep diving research into amphitheaters, and I realized, well, I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
Amphitheater.
That's amphitheater. I think it's just that sounds like a p.
Amphitheater.
Makes it sound like a P, so we just say amphitheater.
You know what? I learned something, so I really appreciate that. And
of course,
before we get into the best popovers, because I know people are texting in, I got a text from Pastor Paul Marzon. At Lake Winds Church, and I love Pastor Paul Marzon. He said, Jordana, I seldom disagree with you, but taking the Lord's name in vain is part of God's top 10. The athlete should be fined, because I guess the athlete, you know, Anthony Edwards, took the Lord's name in vain. And instead of just using a regular curse word, and you know what? I like to think about things when people share them with me and a different view. And I do really respect Pastor Paul, and I am now rethinking what I said. Maybe a different curse word would be better.
Yeah.
But I have to.
Well.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's done and said. But Pastor Paul, text me anytime. I love that you make me think differently about things.
I'm okay with Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Swearing.
Okay.
Even if it's a GD or whatever it is. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You know. Okay, popovers.
Well, somebody said, first of all, the reason we started talking about popovers, because Josh was talking about the Oak Grill at the old Dayton's. Mm-hmm. And somebody texted in that the Oak Grill used to be for men only. Is that true?
Oh, come on. Oh, I'm sure it's true.
Probably. Like it was just like a total, like almost like a kind of a Playboy Club kind of thing where it would
Should we do what we did, what you guys did the other day, and just leave Gerard us and have men radio for
just turn
you?
Right. Yeah. Let's really get into some.
I'll go lay down. Really. Well, I've had a hard morning.
We'll get into some popover talk. Somebody says Arthur's Cafe, two blocks from Jack's Cafe in Northeast, had the best popovers. Those old gals would butter up heavy china mugs, pour in the batter, 20 minutes in a hot oven. Wonderful. Recipes found in any church cookbook.
So somebody texted in, seriously, I've never heard of a popover.
Come on.
No, someone texted in. I think it was it's a 507 number. And here's the deal. Coming from the East Coast, even when I lived in Indiana, I never heard of a popover. I didn't know what it was. I know people make them for Passover, and they make them, obviously, at the Oak Grill or whomever. This is, I will tell you what a quick search, an internet search says. A popover is a light roll made from an egg batter similar to that of Yorkshire pudding. It's typically baked in muffin tins or dedicated popover pans. Like, it's very light and airy.
Yes.
Kind of crispy on the outside and super airy and flaky on the inside. I mean, it's a bread product, or a egg batter product. It's like a roll. Yes, it's a roll or a muffin, but it's light and airy, and it's quite delicious. I've had really my good. Share of popovers.
Is it associated more with like supper clubs or steakhouses? Because I've only I guess I associate them with being in like a steakhouse usually has.
Sounds right.
Popovers.
The higher the buck you pay, the more chance you might get a popover. Maybe.
So it's elitist.
It's an elitist pastry.
It's an elitist pastry.
It's beautiful.
An elitist. I guess maybe in New Jersey we didn't have fancy popovers. We just had dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls.
That was it.
Nothing wrong with a good dinner roll, though.
Nothing wrong with a good dinner roll. But now we know. But I also... Sorry. See, I'm having a hard morning. I apologize.
George, it's okay. You're getting choked up talking about popovers. It's fine.
I really am. My favorite that we've had now is Yum. Yum Bakery.
Yum.
Patty does a great job with those popovers. So I wanted to jump in because now I'm a popover believer. I'm a follower. I did try to make them once, and they were awful. God awful.
Really?
And I said to myself, this is something. You remember, you have to know when you're not good at something.
Yeah.
And that's, you need to order in. You need to pay somebody else for it. So popovers are not something that I try to make anymore because I'm sure there is an art to it, and I clearly am lacking.
I wonder if Jen has ever made popovers. We were just putting together a Christmas night dinner. And boy, popovers would be a great addition to that. I wonder if she can make popovers. Even if
you
she screws
buy
them up.
Them. She doesn't have to buy them. Someone says the general store in Minnetonka. People have lined up for them. Oh, here's this, Adam. The mix is also available for purchase, so you can make popovers at home. See, maybe you could get Jen a little gift. Is that going to be insulting to her if you bring her popover mix?
And
here,
an
honey,
apron.
Merry Christmas.
And an apron. Hey, I know you wanted a watch, but hey, there's a clock on the stove, Jen. Am I right?
This really is men radio right now.
All right. This
and
is
you might
want to
take
be.
Off a few pounds because that apron is an extra small, yeah, so you right. might want to fit into that.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Jen, I love you. I'm sorry.
She just found out she's got a cavity today, too, boy. So she's not having a good day.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
And people are asking us questions about popovers. I don't know if popovers can be made gluten-free. I have no idea. I mean, we had them for Passover, so there's got to be like a no bread recipe. But popovers are the chocolate bunny of the pastry world.
And somebody texted, yes, the oak grill was for men only. A woman couldn't enter unless she was on the arm of a man.
Stop it.
Finally, we get our
God, guy. America used to be so great.
You say that with a laugh.
You are a terrible human.
Oh,
my gosh. Somebody who is a good human, Allison Weiss from the Pediatric Child Life Program at Hennepin Healthcare, is going to be joining us to get us out of this. Thank God. Women running things. This is what we need more, like the Oak Grill and Hennepin Healthcare.
Will she still be on the line when we get back?